nothing. Lying where the sun is, baking down upon our sides.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. Again, you can email me questions or comments at bruce@brucesallan.com. That's Bruce and Sallan, S-A-L-L-A-N, N like in Nancy, as my mother always said. This segment is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, a registered investment advisor and the group I trust and use to handle my money. You can reach them at npier.com, N-P-I-E-R.com. Write to them to get their wonderful quarterly newsletter, which is soon going to be more regular than quarterly. It's free, and it will be an invaluable aid to you and your finances. It's time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Good morning. So now, if I had been your mother, which is a stretch, I wouldn't have said N for Nancy. I would have said, like, N for knucklehead. And I think that would have been a better place to start.
I think that certainly is going towards what we talked about in the break and lightening my mood.
Lightening not just your mood, lightening everyone's mood.
Yeah, we don't want to bring down our listeners for sure. I liked your response to me telling you that I was being affected by things going on in Libya and Japan. You want to share your warm, fuzzy response to that?
Well, look, it's tragic what's going on. Yes, and there have been tragedies that have happened many times in our lives. But what I mentioned was tectonic plates have been moving for a long time, and we're visitors here on this planet. And yes, we're creating some of our own problems. But some of these things just happen because the Earth keeps growing and changing, and it's part of life, And I think we have to be very careful about letting these outside events affect us too much.
Because, I agree. But these outside events also actually do provide teaching moments for parents in how we model. Do we respond to a crisis in Japan by making jokes, or do we respond by donating some money to a charity we believe will be supporting their issues and their problems? And our kids will see that.
Well, like everything we've talked about over these years, the kids are watching everything we do, and children judge us by our actions, just as we say in the men's work, that men are judged by their actions. We're really not interested in what you have to say unless you're willing to put some action behind it.
Well said. Well said. Today's topic, however, is about the changing American work ethic and the work ethic that we may be instilling in our kids or not instilling so well. And I would love your thoughts on the topic, and I know you have a personal story to share as well about your son.
Yeah, it's just funny, but I just received an email from a friend who passed on Bill Gates' 11 rules, these are things that you're not going to learn in high school. And the guy, I don't know who he was talking to at the time. But one was, this is about flipping hamburgers. It says, flipping burgers is not beneath your dignity. Your grandparents had a different word for burger flipping. They called it opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So, sort of to your point, times have changed. And just as our grandparents saw opportunity in flipping burgers or something like it, so do the new waves of immigrants. Because for them, they still have that story. They are instilling in their children what was instilled in our families generations ago.
Yes.
Right?
They are working multiple jobs so their kids don't have to do that, and they are often sending their offspring to college as the first college kids in their families.
So I wonder, is it, have we changed, or is it that this is evolutionary sort of process the further we get away from our immigrant roots?
Well, I do believe we've changed, and I will blame largely the 60s for that, because the 60s tore apart a lot of traditions, a lot of figures that we used to respect. And while it shouldn't go without certain figures should absolutely be questioned, it basically just demonized all politicians. It demonized the police. It demonized the military. And it demonized religion. And with the fall of all those institutions, not that there shouldn't be good counter, you know, weights to balance them and make sure they're acting responsibly, but with the demise of most of those institutions, it's kind of how do you feel? And if we live our life just by how we feel, we're not going to necessarily do good.
Right.
Or do good work. And that is the topic today, which is a work ethic.
Well, as we've talked many times, I talk about my kids and the things that I learned and things we did and tried and what worked, what didn't work, and how what we were doing compared to other families in the neighborhood. And certainly we saw a lot of permissiveness. We saw kids receiving things without having to work for it, cars and such. And the rule in our house for my son was you don't drive unless you hold a job, because it was a privilege. And not that his
not a right.
That's right. Not that his contribution made a big difference in my pocket in terms of covering his gas, but it was about that work ethic. And as hard as we tried to instill it, there are still many lessons for him to learn that I didn't teach him, because too many things did come easily to him. For instance, you know, in terms of having a car to drive, he didn't have to earn the money to get the car, and so he doesn't own the responsibility of caring for that car as he will when he spends his own money.
I agree. I still think you put up at least a condition that was valuable. I have similar ones with my driving age son, who isn't driving right now because he doesn't have that job. I found a reaction of his very ironic to a recent disagreement we had, in which I was unhappy with some of his behavior. And I thought he had acted poorly, without getting into the details. And he comes back to me and says something, well, my friend so-and-so and so-and-so thinks there's nothing wrong with it and thinks you're overreacting. To which I laughed and I said, I don't care what your friends think. I care what I think, frankly. And I operate by my rules, my nuts, to use your term, non-negotiable, unalterable terms. And frankly, I also know that you have better judgment than your friends, when especially you're going to present your case as the victim. So I don't care what your friends think. I don't care what your friends get. I care what is right, and I care that you grow up to be a man that I can respect, that women can respect, that we all can respect.
Well, you know, I always appreciated especially my son's ability to when he started to create arguments. You know, they were so terrible at the beginning, but I honored him for taking a stand and trying to develop an argument. In fact, lots of our discussions were about how he could have made the argument more effective, even though he wasn't going to get his way. And as he was getting older, I remember how he became a little bit more sophisticated in his arguments. And you know, so I appreciate that, but it also taught him the need that if you're gonna talk to me, you better think about what you have to say.
Well, I also demand, not always successfully, that however you talk to me, there is respect there. You don't have to respect me. You don't have to love me, but you better show me respect.
Well, that's an important nut, a non-negotiable for a lot of men and husbands and parents. I only engage in respectful conversation.
Except with me, where you like to put me down all the time.
Well, this is just radio fluff entertainment.
Ah, well, I don't think of it as that.
But
in so much as it's so fluffy and we're almost out of time, why don't you tell my fluffy listeners where they might fluffly find you?
If you can get my lightweight book at my website, bettermen.org. It's called Hold On to Your Nuts, the Relationship Manual for Men.
And the fluff version is available on Amazon as well, I believe.
Yes, but if you buy it from my site, I sign it, and that makes all the difference.
And that site again is?
Bettermen.org.
All right. Thank you, Wayne, for once again a great men's room segment. I really do appreciate it.
Talk to you next time.
We will. Thank you, North Pier, for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. It is time for a break. We will be back with Teen Rap and Pastor Drew Sams.